The European Union's top diplomat in Zimbabwe, Ambassador Aldo de la Ricia, told a news conference today that the EU is willing to fund elections expected to be called sometime this year. Harare, however, has not requested any election funding from the EU nations. Harare recently withdrew its $132 million election funding request from the United Nations after the ZANU-PF side of the unity government expressed concerns over conditions set by the world body, including media and security sector reforms, arguing the UN wanted to interfere with the country's internal politics. ZANU-PF wanted the money, but without conditions.
The fact that the European Union is ready, if requested, to contribute to the proper electoral process in the country. For the moment, there is no direct request of financial support, but we are ready to provide financial support and technical support, if so requested.
Following Harare's refusal to accept terms set out by the United Nations, Zimbabwe has not been able to start its voter education campaign ahead of the crucial polls. Zimbabwe Electoral Commission Chairperson Rita Makarau told reporters that the electoral body does not have enough resources to fund the voter education program, which is running concurrently with the mobile voter registration exercise.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission admits that the deployment of 2 voter educators per district is far from adequate and may not cover all eligible voters. This is because the voter education exercise has to date only received $500,000 from Treasury against a budget of $8,601,712. Against this background, the voter educators deployed will, unless more funds are allocated to ZEC in the next few days, have no efficient transport to move throughout the districts allocated to them. Most, if not all, have to walk the entire length and breadth of their respective wards, some of which are fairly large.
Makarau said about 25,000 new voters have been registered since the mobile voter registration exercise started on April 29. She urged all eligible voters to ensure their names are in the voters' roll to enable them to exercise their right to vote when elections are eventually called. As election talk gathers momentum, de la Ricia said the EU is closely monitoring the human rights situation in the country ahead of the polls following yesterday's arrest of 2 scribes from the Zimbabwe Independent newspaper and the recent onslaught on civic society organizations.
We will continue expressing our concern every time that something indicates that the environment might indeed divert from what, in our view, but especially in the view of SADC and of South Africa, would be a conducive environment to free and fair elections. Every time that we have meetings with the national authorities, we express our encouragement to continue on the way of creating a stable environment. We salute the calls of, in particular, President Mugabe, but everybody in the government for peaceful, non-violent elections. At the same time, we are worried when elements like the harassment of journalists or the of civil society organizations occur.
Meanwhile, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission said election observers that want to monitor the polls can start submitting their applications to a commission once the election dates have been proclaimed.
The Minister of Foreign Affairs is free to invite international observers. And once he has invited international observers, he then makes an application to us for accreditation. And when we get that application from him, we either grant it, or if we have very strong reasons, we may deny accreditation. But once he has invited international observers, we are unlikely to say no. But anybody else can apply directly to us, and they don't necessarily need to go through the Minister of Foreign Affairs. But it makes it much easier if they are invited by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and he then makes an application to us.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simbarashe Mbengegui is on record saying observers from countries that imposed sanctions on President Robert Mugabe and some senior ZANU-PF officials will not be invited to monitor Zimbabwe's elections. But Makarau said the minister can only recommend to the commission who should be accredited. It was not immediately clear whether the unity government would accept the elections funds being offered by the European Union or whether there would be any conditions tied to the support. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.